For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Faculty members from Texas Tech's music, psychology, and engineering departments teamed up to investigate what happens in the brain when musicians and non-musicians learn a musical task. They used the university's MRI machine to take images of participants' brains. Greg Brooks, an associate professor of voice, says joining with researchers in other fields was a little daunting at first, but he discovered it is invaluable and he learned a lot.
Interdisciplinary research is extremely important because it allows us to ask questions that we would not be able to ask by ourselves. And for me, as a singer and as a teacher of singing, I'm interested in the ways in which we learn to sing, the ways in which we learn to perform, the ways in which we learn to memorize. Memory has been a very big thing for me because it's something that we all struggle with. It's probably the part of singing that we all struggle with the most because it feels like such work to sit down and memorize a song.
Brooks was joined by Carla Cash, Associate Professor of Piano and Piano Pedagogy, Tyler Davis, an Associate Professor of Psychology, and Changzi Li, Associate Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering, who made a small keyboard.
They took the keyboard apart. They figured out all of the action, and they took the keys of, I think, an octave plus one note. They had to replace anything there that was metal with, or ferrous metal, which means magnetic metal, with things that were not magnetic. So you'll see from the pictures, there's a cardboard box that kind of encloses everything, and that's because the cardboard is safe in the MRI machine.
Brooks says the researchers recruited experts and novices for both the piano and vocalist testing. In the piano portion of the experiment, Cash taught research subjects to use the keyboard while laying inside the MRI machine. Over and over, the participants were asked to repeat 5 key press sequences that are made up of 5 different notes on the keyboard, while researchers looked at how accurately and quickly they learned and performed.
The pattern that they had to replicate, they had to practice it and try and get it to be faster and faster and faster, and to be as error-free as possible. And what we found in the keyboard study is that rest, which is the time when our brains consolidate learning, was more helpful for the experts earlier on in the practice session than it was for the non-experts.
The MRI allowed researchers to see blood flows increase in the area being activated as the keyboard subjects played or deactivated through rest. In the singing portion, Brooks had the subjects sing 3 songs he asked them to memorize: 30 seconds of a song in English, 30 seconds of a song using the 7 syllables of the major scale, and 30 seconds of gibberish.
And what we saw is that the error detection centers of the brain light up when someone is learning an English song, but the error detection centers do not light up when someone is trying to learn gibberish. So learning and remembering is very much about knowing the mistakes that you're making. If you're unaware of the mistakes, either because the task is too far outside your realm of capability or because you just can't remember from the beginning, then the task becomes so big that you can't handle it.
Brooks, in the experiment's singing portion, was surprised most by one thing:
how difficult it is to memorize gibberish. How difficult it is for us to hold on to words that have no meaning.
The researchers received their $150,000 seed grant from the university about 4 years ago. The MRI work was time-consuming as the group had to vie for time with the equipment with other faculty doing their studies. The researchers continue to analyze data and plan to publish their results in a peer-reviewed journal, which would be part of any application they make for further funding to continue their research. For Inside Texas Tech on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.